is just about 12 minutes after 9 a.m. Now it is. And I like getting it right on the dotsies. So it is a Tuesday. And so, of course, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. I forgot where I was going. I was just sitting here looking at me like, hello.
Do you know where you are right now?
No.
Do you need emergency medical personnel?
Negative. No, we are ready to talk numbers.
All right. Well, we have some statistics from over the holiday weekend. So better year than we had last year. You know, no fatality on the roadway is good, but we did go down. We had 18 fatalities on Ohio roadways last year between for the holiday reporting period, which are those 4 days surrounding July 4th weekend. And this year we had 10. So Yay. An improvement upon last year. Still not good because we did lose some lives, but a lot
we
better than we did last
lives.
Year. Yeah, so cut it by almost half. But once again, the major thing, most of these involve not wearing a seatbelt. So out of those 10, six of them didn't have a seatbelt on.
That's over half.
That's over
60%.
Half. 60%. So, and then one was either not installed or unknown. So right around seven of those killed were not wearing their seatbelt. So it just goes to show the importance of wearing that seatbelt. Make sure, and you know, even a simple accident can turn fatal. Just from not wearing that seatbelt. So wear it.
You become a projectile.
You do. And you don't want to bounce around the inside of your car and things like that. But yeah, overall, a good holiday weekend. I hope everybody had a good time, got to spend some time with friends and family. And
you know, hearing the numbers go down is great because they said the amount traveling was the highest that it's been in a long time. So even with more people traveling, we had less bad things happen. So that's still a win.
Right. So, yep, a lot of people on the roadways. We did see a lot of traffic volume and everything, but for the most part, people were being safe while they were driving, and we appreciate that. We always do. That's our main goal, is to make sure that people are out there and driving safe and traveling, getting to their destination in one piece.
And so, you know, you guys are watching. And so we always talk about how people can ask questions about the patrol. They can talk to you guys. You're not just sitting in a car being scary, waiting for somebody to do something bad. And you guys do have an opportunity coming up, correct?
Right. So this Friday from noon to 4 at the Worcester Post, which is 1786 Dover Road in Worcester, you can stop by. We're actually doing a hiring event, so you can speak with our criminal patrol team, our special response team, motor vehicle inspectors. We're going to have a motorcycle unit there as well. Come in, and if you're interested about the patrol or are curious as to what we do, stop in, say hello, and hopefully we can get some applicants. I think July 15th, I believe, is the cutoff to potentially be in our September class. So right then we'll have a recruiter on hand who can answer all those questions for you, and you'll get to see the Worcester Post and say hi to everybody.
Which was just remodeled last year.
It was just remodeled last year.
Got you out of the 70s, 60s, wherever you were.
I think it was
mid
to late 60s in there. So the wood paneling is gone. We do have some nice fresh walls in there and shiny happy faces. That's the most important thing. But
it's nice that you guys are going to have a lot of different things that you can do within the State Patrol other than just be a trooper that folks can check out.
Right. So if you have those questions, say you're curious about our canine unit or our criminal patrol unit and what they do, you'll be able to speak with them one-on-one and, you know, hear how we work with DEA, FBI, ATF, all those three-letter agencies. We're out there every day working with them and taking large-level narcotics off the roadway, going out there and attacking that, like, straightforward with those people. Our motor carrier units, you can speak with them. We have portable scales that they take out to make sure that people are, or these companies in these trucks are operating within their weight limits, so we don't have dangerous or unsafe semi-trucks operating on the roadways, which, you know, again, helps keep us all safe. Our motorcycle unit, which operates mainly out of Columbus and Cincinnati, but they get those motorcycles in a lot of places where we can't get the patrol cars to help slow down people on those busy interstates within those cities. I'm trying to think who else we have.
Do you have a mounted unit?
A mounted unit?
Horses.
No, we don't have horses. But we do have a therapy dog.
Who is in the picture with the cruiser.
Yeah, so get on there. I think the last day to vote is actually the 11th. So if you want to get on there, vote for the Ohio State Highway Patrol for the best looking cruiser contest. Hope the dog, the therapy dog, is in there.
Which is your guys' first therapy dog, I do believe, reading.
That is our first therapy dog. She is handled by Trooper Paul Appleman, who's a very nice guy. And we are also, I heard, getting another therapy dog. So those dogs are very important because the job we do, it can be stressful at some times.
Why?
Just sometimes.
Just a few.
So you know, having that companionship and that dog to come around and kind of decompress every now and then is very important. And, you know, mental health and everything is not just in the Highway Patrol or for first responders, but mental health is always, you know, a top priority. So making sure that, you know, if you're having a problem, speak up and say something and have somebody to talk to, that's always important as well.
And you see the schools having therapy dogs now and a lot of that. So the patrol isn't any different.
Nope. Actually, the patrol, I believe, is one of the agencies in the state who's leading the way on first responder mental health and wellness. And one of our retired state troopers, Lieutenant Steve Click, is in charge of the Office of First Responder Wellness with the Ohio State Department of Public Safety and everything. And he's doing a great job doing that and spreading the word on mental health and wellness. And we just went from open houses to mental health and wellness. But
well, if they're looking to become an officer, it's good to, or a trooper. It's good to know that they have those safeguards in place to help, you know, keep you on your best game.
Yes, we have. So we do have those resources available that, you know, if things do come to that where the stresses of the job are starting to get to you, we also have those resources available too. We have our own mental health and wellness section. And you know, people in that section do a very good job. We have members assistance teams. I'm on our members assistance team. So, you know, anytime there's a critical incident or anything like that, we go and just make sure that everybody's doing well. And if they need some help or need somebody to talk to, we get those resources to them. And, those are, if it's available to law enforcement, the Highway Patrol has it. So anything that you wanted to do within law enforcement.
Except ride horses.
But, you know, we drive things that have a lot more horsepower than just one horse. So if you want to drive a Durango, drive a Charger, come on down and see. Well, you can't drive it when you come on down.
But you can do a ride-along.
You can look at it. Yeah, you can come down there and do a ride-along with us, and we'll get that set up if you're interested in being with the Highway Patrol. Come in there. We'll get you set up on a ride along. See what we do. Ride with the trooper, and speak with a recruiter.
And even if you just want to see what you do, because there's always folks who are like, "Well, the troopers are just there to breath, breath, breath." They can ride along and be like, "Oh, well, I guess they don't."
Be like, "Oh, you went and handled a crash and you helped somebody today, multiple times, and okay, this is why you enforce this type of traffic law, or this is why you're out there educating the public." Yeah. So once you get out there and see what we do, why we do it, you'll have a better understanding and probably a different viewpoint on a lot of things.
And they're all very nice people up at the Worcester Post.
Oh, we're all very nice. Each and every one of us.
All right. So same as always, wear your seatbelt, make good decisions, and all that jam.
Yep. Come see us Friday 7-11. From noon to 4 at the Worcester Post, 1786 Dover Road there in Worcester. We hope to see everybody up there and come. And if you're interested or have any questions about the Highway Patrol or getting a job with us, come see us.
All right. So that's coming up Friday. Also, don't forget to vote for their vehicle. And I think we covered it.
We did.
That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We are going to take a little break here. We'll have more on WKLM.